my sisters pursuing biblical womanhood. Let's go!
You run it hard for the king.
I know that's right.
Is Jesus your everything?
I know that's right.
Did he really make all things new?
No doubt.
By his grace, what you gonna do?
Work it out.
You run it hard for the king.
I know that's right.
Is Jesus your everything?
I know that's right.
Did he really make all things new?
No doubt.
By his grace, what you gonna do?
She's not your typical girl. 16 years old and she's dead to the world. Faith by her lifestyle demonstrated, cause the gospel penetrated and now she's regenerated. Her master is greater than fashions and flavors. She patterns her behavior after the savior. Back in the days you would've seen her standing in a mirror. Yeah, her skin was clear but her vanity was clearer. Now she's in the scriptures and wants to be like Hannah and Sarah rather than Christina Aguilera. Worldly girls imitate Missy Elliott, but she wants to be like Elizabeth Elliott. Not flexing the body, see, she dresses with modesty. She's not perfect, she confesses sin honestly.
Christ crucified.
That's a permanent shout. And by the grace of the Lord, yo, she's working it out.
You run it hard for the king.
I know that's right.
Is Jesus your everything?
I know that's right.
Did he really make all things new?
No doubt.
By his grace, what you gonna do?
Work it out.
You run it hard for the king.
I know that's right.
Is Jesus your everything?
I know that's right.
Did he really make all things new?
No doubt.
By his grace, what you gonna do?
She's not your normal wife. She's 24 and Christ is the Lord of her life. Her walk is evidence that she trusts in God. And
feels so good to be justified.
And no, she doesn't have a master's in divinity, but what she does have is a passion for the Trinity. When she recalls her previous prodigal seasons and how at times she could be the loudest to heathens, she praises God for making this former feminist submit to her husband for theological reasons. Worldly wives watch over to learn to be a lady, but she's reading the writings of Carol and Mahaney. And she would never disrespect her husband in public, and if she does it, she repents.
I love it.
That's a permanent shout. And by the grace of the Lord, yo, she's working it out.
You run it hard for the king.
I know that's right.
Is Jesus your everything?
I know that's right.
Did he really make all things new?
No doubt.
By his grace, what you gonna do?
Work it out.
You run it hard for the king.
I know that's right.
Is Jesus your everything?
I know that's right.
Did he really make all things new?
No doubt.
By his grace, what you gonna do?
She's not your usual mother. Years old and she's true to the lover of her soul. She beholds the cross when he copped it. Once was agnostic, now she's adopted. Her passion grows greater as she beholds him. Job title, homemaker slash theologian. Early in her walk, she would fight against his will. Then the Lord used her marriage and the Bible to reveal sin. Now she fights to kill sin. And her greatest joy is serving her husband as she's discipling her children. Right. While worldly mothers stress shopping for the new style, she's pouring into younger women Titus 2 style. Teaching others how to rightly see brothers and be mothers, and most of all, better Jesus lovers.
Christ crucified.
That's a permanent shout. And by the grace of the Lord, yo, she's working it out.
You run it hard for the king.
I know that's right.
Is Jesus your everything?
I know that's right.
Did he really make all things new?
No doubt.
By his grace, what you gonna do?
Work it out.
You run it hard for the king.
I know that's right.
Is Jesus your everything?
I know that's right.
Did he really make all things new?
No doubt.
By his grace, what you gonna do?
Work it out.
You run it hard for the king. Jesus, your everything.
I know that's right.
Did he really make all things new?
No doubt.
By his grace, what you gonna do?
Work it out.
You run it hard for the king.
I know that's right.
Is Jesus your everything?
I know that's right.
Did he really make all things new?
No doubt.
By his grace, what you gonna do?
Work it out.
Yeah, just wanna encourage all my sisters. Yo, you don't have to conform to the ways of this world. I know you got all kinds of pressures, external ones, internal ones. But the Lord has promised in Philippians chapter 2 that you can work it out. Because it's God who's at work within you, both to will and to work for his good pleasure. Grace and peace to all my sisters in Chi-Town. Grace and peace to all my sisters in Denton, Dallas. Grace and peace to all my Sovereign Grace sisters.